Mr. Jordan redefined that, and then we moved forward after that.
No, I think Mr. James and his friends redefined that. Michael couldn't travel.
What? You're kidding, right? Is that really how you feel about that?
Yeah, actually it is.
You think that Jordan never traveled? Is that what you're trying to say?
Why would you go, Jordan never traveled?
I know what I'm saying is you don't think that Jordan redefined the game as far as traveling was concerned?
No.
Who did, Dr. J? Who?
No, I think it's more of a modern era thing where guys are traveling like crazy.
Oh, I thought it was. I'm still heartbroken over our teams that when Jordan just decided to take as many steps as he wanted to. But he made the game better. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter.
All right, fine.
Daryl Ryder at 11 o'clock, and then hopefully in the noon hour, we'll be talking about what the quarterbacks have to say as the veterans step out today.
Yep,
so
Bubba.
I'm looking forward to that. Joe Flacco, big controversy his lack of reps during the 11-on-11. I saw people pacing up and down the streets out in Berea. They're concerned about that. They're wondering what's going on with that. Why aren't the rookies getting more reps? I mean, this is going to be one of those, paranoid, on-edge kind of camps where we're always wondering everything. We're always trying to get the edge, trying to figure things out. And that's why we are going to go back and listen to a couple of things that Kevin Stefanski had to say yesterday. This is obviously a spot for Kevin now to evaluate. He's got four quarterbacks. Here's what he said about that.
Training camp coverage powered by Classic Ford and Classic Chevy and Mentor.
There you go. So you have that, and then this is what he had to say about putting the quarterbacks in an evaluation position.
The big thing for me is putting our guys in position where we can evaluate them. I think they did a great job in the spring, all four of those guys. We'll continue to put them in some situations, but ultimately, we'd love to make a decision sooner than later.
Oh, that sooner was the big later. One. That sooner was the
than,
big one.
Sooner than later, Andy. That's exactly what we want to hear, baby.
Let's what does that a guy mean? Out. What does that mean? I've listened to Mary Kay Cabot say numerous times on our season, and write about it, that she thinks by the time they're done practicing with Philly, they need to kind of have this thing figured out.
I think that's fun, interesting, maybe the truth.
Okay.
You know, I would think, based on what he just said, after the Philly game, we might have an answer. Yeah?
Yeah.
After the joint practices and all that?
I know you're... I'm not making light of it, Justin Fields getting hurt this morning. I'm just... I said this like right out of the gate. When you've got four quarterbacks, someone is going to be valuable to someone else. I don't care if people think the Browns are going to be the 33rd team in the NFL this year. When you have four quarterbacks, especially when you have two that have somewhat experience and one's got... a megaton of experience, and the other one is still trying to find his way and maybe was in just different positions where things went sideways and he could have a good career, and we'll hopefully hear from both those guys later today. I think that one of those guys will be more valuable to another team than they will be to the Browns if they want to see what these two rookies are about. And I'm hard-pressed to find anybody that doesn't want to see what the rookies look like. And does that mean you are playing these guys and foregoing winning? I think that's part of the question that plays out. And it's also the reason why I don't believe they're going to have four quarterbacks when this thing starts.
Yeah, you and I differ on this. They could have possibly four quarterbacks up until the start of training or the season.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if they carry three and try and stash one. And
are they going to stash? I don't.
Well, you can just put them there if unless a guy is going to get claimed on the practice squad, and again, maybe somebody is clamoring for our quarterbacks. You know, as soon as Will Levis gets hurt in Tennessee, mm-hmm. people are thinking, here we go, and Justin Fields gets hurt. You earlier, wait a minute, here they go. Maybe going to the Jets. Can I temper that by saying this? Every team in the league had a chance to trade for Kenny Pickett. Browns got him for next to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Every team in the league had a chance to sign Joe Flacco.
Mm-hmm.
He sat looking for a gig for a long time. And every team in the league had a chance to draft Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders several times. not one of our quarterbacks was a pressing need for anybody. And that's why I wonder, that's why I don't think that the Browns are like, oh, look, we've got commodities to sell. What are you going to get for any of these guys? That might be, Andy, why I think that they're going to try and keep all four.
And this is why
they want to find out if one of these guys can be the guy.
Because at the time, prior to July 24th or 23rd, you're right, Jeff. They didn't have a pressing need. But now they do. And look at this. You're like, I got to bring in a quarterback with a little bit of experience. Give me something. I got to feel better about where, because every team needs to have two quarterbacks. I'll say that till I'm blue in the face.
Well,
and the fact that when we went to 17 games.
I'm waiting for
you
to be blue in the face, by the way. You say it a lot.
Oh, I am. Well, I'm
glad I've never seen you be blue in the face.
It's happened before. I was once at a fine establishment, well known to those on the Heights, Lee Road, that I think they changed names.
Right.
And I was just sitting there enjoying a beverage with one of my friends. And
I didn't mean the whole story. Sorry.
Well, you asked for it. You're going to get it. And I was eating a peanut, and the peanut got lodged into my throat. And suddenly, it was bad news. And I will thank one of Cleveland's finest, a man named Andy Gibb, who I went to high school with, who was standing behind me at the time. And he walked up behind me, and boom, he hit me in the chest, and the peanut went flying. So I have been blue in the face, and I do thank my good friend Andy for at least saving me in that moment.
Would you like a peanut?
Thank you.
I have some right here.
Why am I not surprised that you are offering me peanuts right now? Like, if I said to Dan, I'm allergic to peanuts, Jeff would be like, oh, would you like some of these planters? And I'd be like, no, thanks.
Good to be here on Menigan and Phelps.
A little bit of news, gentlemen. Aaron Glenn speaking to the media saying Justin Fields suffered a toe injury on his right foot. He does not know the severity yet. He thinks someone likely stepped on Fields' toe, but he needs to check the tape to confirm.
Do we now call that a Garland, or do we call it a Sergeant Hulka?
Wow. We don't know which toe, so you don't want to assume.
Well, it may not be the great toe.
May not be the great toe.
All right, so that still takes us back to my conversation with you about, I understand the argument that you laid out, but I also think that at the time, someone didn't need another quarterback.
If I'm the Browns, I'm not giving up any of these quarterbacks until I'm convinced one of them can't play. And then that's the guy I'm going to try and get rid of.
So
until then, I'm looking at all of them.
I think that in the land of the NFL, where everything is scrutinized and organized and reorganized, the Browns have some sort of plan. I have to believe they had some sort of a plan going into yesterday that said that Joe Flacco isn't going to take a lot of reps on the 11-11, and whether he needs them or he doesn't need them, or they want to see what the young guys look like because they know what the older guys can do. I get it. But somehow or another, that plan's got to be set into ink at some point.
All things depth chart, certainly quarterback. I have a plan that's in pencil. We have to take in information every single day, take in how guys are handling certain situations, and then adjust from there. But we'll get to those type of decisions later on.
It's hard. I think when you're a team that is a 3-win team coming back into the next season, trying to figure out, everything's in pencil. And I think winners don't have to do that. Winners know exactly what they're doing. They are succinct in everything that happens. Everything is planned out to the moment. And you shouldn't have to put things in pencil because you have, you know, you've got guys that have, you know, things tattooed. They're so permanent that they understand what's coming up next. I mean, do you think things are being penciled in Kansas City? I don't think so. Philadelphia, maybe. Depends how they run it. But I think that when you're the Browns, you're in this flux situation where you've got to keep throwing darts at the dartboard. So
why I don't want to give up on any of these guys, Andy. That's my point. Not that I don't think all four of these guys are great shakes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, great. Look at the great caliber of quarterback we have. What they have are four guys, and they don't know which one is going to be their starter. They don't know if any of the four is going to be worth a hoot.
So the other part of this, and I brought this up before, is, you know, because we've heard about reps that Flacco did or didn't get yesterday. And I agree. We shouldn't make a big deal about that. But we all know that as things are in pencil, this is the way they play out. Here's Stefanski.
I think you'll see at a bunch of different positions, we will work guys in different areas. So I know it will get reported. It will change tomorrow. So I'd caution you to read too much into it until we get much later on.
And hopefully that's Philadelphia, right? That's once you get to like the last preseason game, or at the point where, okay, are we trying to figure out who's one, who's two, who's three? And so I think we just have to wait and see. He's right. I get it.
Of course he's right. He's the coach.
And that doesn't necessarily mean he's right.
Well, if he's making the call,
you have a microphone in front of you, and people expect you to be an expert, but I know you're not always right.
Huh. You're talking to my wife.
I think our wives must be sisters. Oh, man. All right, so what is the preseason quarterback plans for the reps for these guys? He tried to answer that with this.
I think remains to be seen. Again, have a plan. Want to talk through that with the coaches as we get into those type of games. You know, this is the first time where we've had a preseason practice versus our week one opponent. So that, how does that factor into some of the decision makings for that game as well?
All right. There you have it, Jeff.
Kevin danced around a lot of things. He always does.
Yeah.
But the thing that I took out of the closest thing he said to anything to me that gave me some thought was when he said sooner rather than later. You know, he could have easily said, we're going to go through the entire preseason and we'll name somebody before game one. But he didn't. Sooner rather than later.
All right, let's roll on some more info that we got from yesterday. And again, we're going to hear from the quarterbacks later today, so I'm looking forward to that. The veteran quarterbacks speak today, and we'll be hearing that. So let's do this. I want to dive into Quinshon Judkins and what's going on with that situation. And, you know, as far as the impact on the team, Stefanski talked about that, so we will do that next right here, Baskin and Phelps. Don't forget Daryl Ryder coming up a little bit later in the show at 11 o'clock.